Welcome to the Just Got Music Hour, putting Christian artists on the air and God in the spotlight. I'm your host, Paul Gibbs, and I'm inviting you to spend the next few minutes with me as we enjoy and are blessed by some of the greatest music in all creation, right here on the Just Got Music Hour. With Angie Taylor. There she is singing a song that she wrote not too many years ago, Ready to Run to You. I think Angie's had her coffee, or she had, when she sang that, and that's a good thing. Yeah, even if not. Angie Taylor sharing with us. Angie from Florida, and glad to have Angie's music here on the Jess Scott Music Hour. I'm Paul Gibbs, your host for the next hour, as we do share, and hopefully going to be blessed, I know we are, by the greatest music in all creation. Hope that you're doing well, my friend. I've got a cup of coffee in front of me. It's number 3 for today, and that will be it. Typically it's 2, but sometimes we go with a third, not because we need to, sometimes it's just because you can, right? So whatever your beverage of choice is, whether it's coffee, tea, you know, diet soda, regular soda, whatever, or water. You know, water is the number one most consumed beverage in the United States. Guess what number 2 is? Well, of course, it's coffee.
The greatest music in all creation.
Uh-huh.
The Jess Scott Music Hour.
Here's OBC Worship with God is on the Move. We're keeping you going here on the Jess Scott Music Hour. God bless you.
There is no place that I'd rather be right now. Jesus, you are who we're here for. Lift his name up in this house so I can feel it. I believe it. I can hear it. I can see it. Yes, our God is on the move. Yes, I believe in the promise of his presence. Jesus, you are more than his presence. Jesus, you are more than
there we go, OBC Worship on the Jess Scott Music Hour. God is on the move. Well, we'll start right out with some stuff here for you. You ever heard of Alistair Boyd and Michael McCarthy? Alistair Boyd and Michael McCarthy. I know you're scratching your head now, aren't you? Who? Now, I know those names. Who? Oh, my goodness. Where do I? All right. It's all right. You can stop scratching. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you. They were two amateur parachutists. What's a parachutist? A parachutist is two chutists. When there's two of them, it's called a parachutist. No, I'm just kidding. All right, yeah, Paul's had his coffee. Two amateur parachutists from London jumped from the 86th floor of the Empire State Building. Yeah, this happened in April of 1986. Well, why did they do it? Well, they said, Michael McCarthy, he was 25 years old at the time, he said because it had just never been done and because it was a challenge. Yep. Yeah, so they jumped out of the off the Empire State, but now they had to hide their parachutes under their coats so nobody knew that they were, you know. Okay, so they jumped, they fell for about 60 seconds, just over 1,000 feet, and they landed about two blocks down Fifth Avenue. And that was the first time anybody tried to make a parachute jump from the Landmark Building since it was built 55 years ago. They had a stiff wind, the six setbacks or ledges that marked the increasing width of the building from top to bottom. Of course, they had to deal with Manhattan traffic, various lampposts, trees, and other obstacles. Actually, it turned out that McCarthy's chute became caught on a traffic light at 31st Street and 5th Avenue after it hit the ground. Can you imagine? Whoops! What's that hanging there? Two men in a passing police radio car used a delivery truck that had been passing by. They freed the chute, and Mr. McCarthy's jumping partner, Alistair Boyd, he was 28. He landed safely around the intersection, and he quickly left the scene in a taxi. But I guess McCarthy was arrested. Yeah, as you can imagine, he was charged with two minor offenses, reckless endangerment and parachuting within city limits. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know if interviews later in the day, the two men said they had planned and practiced this for months, studying photographs of the building and making practice jumps from airplanes and an antenna tower. Oh, okay. Well, anyway. All right. Well, let's get back to the music. That's, yeah. All right, why don't we go to Germany? And let's share this song here. Now, this is brother and sister duo Andrew and Elena Mack. They're from the York, Pennsylvania area. They've been in Berlin, Germany for quite some time now, ministry there. They wrote and recorded this song, part of an album. This is called We Are Changed on a Just Got Music Hour.
We are changed in the fire of your presence. We are changed by the power of your word. We are changed, Jesus.
There they are, Andrew and Elena Mack. Yeah, they're from York, Pennsylvania, brother and sister, and they, they're in Germany now, Berlin, Germany, and the name of the Berlin church, not sure the exact name of the church they're at, but that is just one of the many songs We Are Changed that they have done, and we're happy to bring that to you. We bring you music from all over the place, all over the U.S., all over other countries. It's great. Germany, Nigeria, Uganda. We've brought you music from Canada, from Australia, all over the place. Anyway, sometimes we just don't really know where it comes from. Anyway, all right, Paul Gibbs with you. Speaking of coffee, who produced the first instant coffee? Do you guys know? First of all, how many of you drink instant coffee? I'm only seeing a few hands. If you do it, you do it probably, all the time. It's a habit, right? You love it, you do it, you drink it. Okay. If you don't, you're probably not going to. Okay. I remember drinking instant coffee years ago. I tried it a few times. I'm sorry. Not working for me. But it was Nescafe. Yeah. This coffee history fact was kind of, in fact, I'm looking at a website that is by Nescafe, okay? It says, "We are quite proud of this coffee history fact because it was us, that is Nescafe, who created the first successful instant coffee blend. Back in 1929, when Brazil was looking for a solution to help with the coffee surplus in the country." Can you imagine that? Yeah. "After which, years of careful research led to the development of the Nescafe brand." Yeah. Nestle. Yeah. Where did Nescafe come from? It's a combination of Nestle company, the Nestle company, and cafe, which of course means coffee. All right, Paul, enough of the coffee stuff. Hey, don't forget to check out on our radio station, which is Notespire Radio. You might be listening to the show on that station. Every Wednesday and Thursday, I have the opportunity, the honor, and the pleasure of hosting The Morning Blend, which is from 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern Time on Notespire Radio. Check that out if you get a chance. But I also want to say a big thank you to the many other stations that are broadcasting this podcast, this show, each and every week, a couple of times, one or two times every week. And you can hear it. You may be hearing it right now on one of those stations. That's cool. That is really cool how God expands the territory, not just of Notespire, the company that produces this podcast, but the other stations that are sharing the music of independent Christian artists all the time. This is awesome, and we thank God for opening those doors, and we also say
thank you
to the other stations who are joining us in getting the music out there. And let me just finish up that thought with telling you that if you are an independent Christian artist and you've got some music that we could share on the Jess Gott Music Hour, then we want to know about it. info@notespiremusic.com. Okay, that's the email to send to info@notespiremusic.com. And whatever station you happen to be listening to right now, I'm sure that they would love to hear from you as well. All right, let's continue with the music. I recorded this one, probably 15 years ago. I don't remember the writer of this song, but I remember that it just really, really touched me. So got myself, my daughter, and a few others singing with me on this called Be Magnified. Here we go.
Let all who see you rejoice and be glad, and let all who love your salvation say, magnified, O Lord, be magnified.
Listening to the Jess Scott Music Hour with Paul Gibbs.
Yeah.
church.
Be not dismayed, whatever be the time, God will take care of you. Can I get a witness? Beneath his wings of love abide. God will take care of you. Through the storm and rain, heartaches and pain, God will take care of you.
The Jescott Music Hour is underwritten and produced by Notespire Music, dedicated to helping Christian musicians gain confidence, grow their talent, and advance their impact. For more information about Notespire Music, go to www.notespiremusic.com. That's www.notespiremusic.com. And be sure to tune in each week to the Jescott Music Hour, putting Christian artists on the air and God in the spotlight. It's the greatest music in all creation on the Jescott Music Hour.
Pre-recorded live from the far corner of our studio, it's the Jescott Music Hour with your host, Paul Gibbs.
Thank you, Bob. And we are continuing with the Jescott Music Hour. Glad to have you along. We're halfway through our time together. We talked about the Empire State Building a little bit earlier. Of course, the Empire State Building was dedicated on May 1st in 1931 during the height of the Great Depression. President Herbert Hoover remotely turned on the lights from Washington, D.C.
Well, actually, someone else actually flipped the switch in New York, illuminating the tallest building in the world at the time, standing 1,454 feet tall. Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to continue. Did you guys hear about this? Well, first of all, as I'm recording the podcast, today is Thursday, May 2nd. Okay. This podcast will be available on Friday, May 3rd. But today, this was just posted today. A 9-year-old. This comes to us from Dixon, Oklahoma. A 9-year-old boy in Oklahoma is hailed as a hero for his courageous actions that saved his parents' lives. You guys know that the recent tornadoes went through there. Let me give you just a couple little details here. Wayne and Lindy Baker, they were accompanied by their son Branson. They were navigating the treacherous, stormy weather, seeking shelter from the impending tornadoes that were ravaging their community. On the phone with Wayne's brother, Johnny, they never anticipated the horror that awaited them. As they raced towards safety, the tornado hurled their pickup truck into a pile of trees, and it trapped the family in the truck. Well, Johnny was a horrified witness on the other end of the line, recounted those chilling moments as he heard the tornado's roar engulf their conversation before the phone line abruptly went silent. He said, "One of the most horrific scenes I've ever seen in my life." Well, Branson was miraculously unhurt, and he was able to get out of the truck and get help. And he said that the only way he found his way back is the lightning strikes, that it would light up the road every time there was a lightning strike. He ran as fast as he could, as hard as he could. He probably made a mile within 10 minutes or so, which is impressive for a little kid. He managed to find help. He led rescuers to his trapped parents, Wayne and Lindy. Despite suffering from severe injuries, including broken necks, broken backs, hands, and ribs, the couple was rescued and transported safely to the nearest medical center. This is so touching. He says, the last thing that Branson said to them was, "Mom, Dad, please don't die." Well, they certainly did not die. And, wow, what a great story. Well, great ending to a very tragic story. Yeah. All right. Well, love sharing that kind of stuff with you here on the Jess Scott Music Hour. A little earlier, I played Be Magnified. That was the members of the Methodist Church in Hudson Falls, New York, that were singing along with me and my daughter, Jessica. Let's see. I want to talk about the National Day of Prayer in just a moment. But first of all, you know what? Here's a great song from my good friend Randy Simpson. This is called Good News, right here on the Jess Scott Music Hour. God bless you, friends.
It's the number one bestseller, and it has been for all time. There's no other story like it. Though it's old, it's still sublime, that a holy God in heaven would redeem a fallen child through the sacrifice of sinless blood. I can still be reconciled. And the old, old story of Jesus is still good news today. It's more current than the headlines of the USA Today. And when doom and gloom and tragedy have had their final say, it's the wonderful old story that's still good news today. It's been passed along to children sitting at their father's knee. It's been kept alive by martyrs as a first priority. But in spite of persecution from the very gates of hell, all the glory of the story, it is still alive and well. Has made its final call, and our life here as we know it has ended for us all. We will stand before the Father who gave His only Son, and we'll sing the story once again with our voices raised as one. Current than the headlines of the USA Today. And when doom and gloom and tragedy have had their final say, it's the wonderful old story that's still
Hi, this is Rick Founds, and you're listening to some of the greatest music that you're ever going to hear, this side of creation anyway, with Paul Gibbs on the Just Got Music Hour.
I hear the sound of a greater glory being released on earth, and it's coming like a fire we desperately desire to burn within our hearts. I hear the sound of a greater glory being released on earth, and it's coming like a fire we desperately desire to burn within our hearts. We want.
That is Priscilla Bowden with Greater Glory right here on the Jess Scott Music Hour. Oh, yeah, good stuff here. Yeah, that was rocking, wasn't it? I was bebopping back and forth in my chair on that one. Yeah. Yeah. All right, hope you're doing well. I don't know, my train of thought just jumped the track. Come on, get back here. All right, before that, of course, we heard good news from our friend Randy Simpson. Well, don't forget now, if you've got some music that we could consider for the Jessica Music Hour, we would love to hear about it. So please send it to info@notespiremusic.com. Well, National Day of Prayer happens on May 4th. Saturday? Yeah, I guess. Yeah. All right, today's the second, third, fourth. Yeah, okay. It's a Saturday this year, and it was signed, according to this, it was signed by President Reagan in 1988 with several faith leaders, lawmakers, and even entertainer Pat Boone, who was the co-chair of the National Prayer Committee at the time. I guess that's when the committee was started. All right. So what is the theme for this year? This year, the theme is Lift Up the Word, Light Up the World. Yeah, Lift Up the Word, Light Up the World. That's the theme for the 2024 National Day of Prayer. The scripture reference would be 2 Samuel in chapter 22. It says, "For you are my lamp, O Lord, and my God lightens my darkness. For by you I can run against a troop, and by my God I can leap over a wall. This God, his way is perfect. The word of God proves true. He is a shield for all those who take refuge in him." Yeah, amen. Amen. Let's keep the music going with Presence Music. This is a new one for us here on the Notes Player, on Notes Player Radio and the Jessica Music Hour. Presence Music and There Was a Man. Keeping it going here on the Just Got Music Hour.
In the ground, a body lay where my soul was destined to be. There was a price for my mistakes and for my sin that I can never pay. There was a man who came and made a way to open heaven's gates. There was a man who came to die and resurrected in 3 days. There was a man who stood with scars in hand, the stone was rolled away. There was a man who left an empty tomb to call me from the grave.
Oh yeah!
And I still need it every day.
Yeah, there is Presence Music. There was a man here in the Jescat Music Hour. I want to pause just here for a second. I want to clear something up about this National Day of Prayer. Actually, it was 1952. President Harry S. Truman signed a bill proclaiming a National Day of Prayer must be declared by each subsequent president at an appropriate date of his choice. Okay, so it started officially in 1952, and then in 1982, the National Day of Prayer Committee was formed to coordinate and implement a fixed annual day of prayer. And then it was decided in 1988 that the National Day of Prayer would be held on the first Thursday of May. And now you know. All right, let's continue with Paul and Cindy Talley. How great the Lord.
Lord, my God, when I, in awesome wonder, consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear that rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. God, His Son, not sparing, sent Him to die. I scarce can take it in that on the cross my burden gladly bearing, He bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior, my God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. how great thou art, how great thou art.
This is Matt. You're listening to the Just Got Music Hour, putting the best Christian artist online.
Holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was, who is, and is to come. I will bow and worship at your feet. I'll see Jesus. See that on the throne, all the elders and angels sing, holy, holy to God.
I will bow
and worship
at your feet.
Ooh, I'll see Jesus.
I'll see Jesus.
Well, that brings us to the end of our time together for this episode of the Just Got Music Hour. I'm Paul Gibbs, reminding you that the Just Got Music Hour is a production of Notespire Music, spreading God's Word through His gift of music, and helping Christian artists to gain confidence, grow their talent, and advance their impact. I'll see you next time for more of the Just Got Music Hour. Until then, take care of yourselves, take care of each other. Bye-bye. God bless.